Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. O you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with the opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel Islamic Madness. In today's silsila we will discuss the topic of shaking hands, hugging, kissing hands or feet or face or cheek, and standing up for respect. There's a hadith mubarakah reported by Imam Ahmad and Tirmizi and Ibn Majah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when two Muslims shake hands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them before they separate from each other. And in another hadith, which is reported in Abu Dawud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when two Muslims meet and they shake hands and they glorify Allah azza wa jal, and make istighfar means they seek forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives both of them. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, from above mentioned two ahadith, we learnt that meeting Muslim brothers and shaking hands with them is a great blessings, and there is a glad tidings of forgiveness for two Muslims who meet each other by shaking hands. Imam Baihaqi reports in Shu'abul Iman, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, if a person reads 4 rak'at before midday, that means 4 rak'at of Namaz-e-Chasht, as if he read 4 rak'at in Laylatul Qadr. And when two Muslims meet each other and they shake hands, no sin is left in their books of deeds. In other words, their sins are erased. And in Sahih Bukhari, there's a report from Qatada. He says that I asked Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'een used to shake hands. He replied, yes. So as it is encouraged by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn now the practice of Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alaihim ajma'in. Hazrat Imam Malik reports from Ata Kharasani that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that shake hands with each other. This would remove the grudge and exchange gifts with each other. This would create love and remove the enmity or animosity. So if we want loving society, if we want Muslims not to have animosity for each other, they should spread this beautiful practice of shaking hands. But of course, shaking hands must be with complete sincerity, as some of the hadiths we would learn. You cannot just hypocritically shake hands while having animosity in your heart about your brother and just show a nice face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our inner conditions and He knows what is in our hearts. There's another hadith mubarakah in Tabrani Sharif. When a Muslim meets his brother, he should shake hands with him. The sins of both the Muslim brothers will fall away as the leaves of dry trees fall away when the strong wind comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive their sins, even though if the sins are according to the size of foam of ocean. So this example is given foam of ocean, like even though if the sins are huge, big, those sins would be forgiven. And there's another beautiful hadith of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported by Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim, when he shakes hands with his brother and they don't have enmity or animosity in their hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their previous sins before they separate their hands from each other. And the one who looks at his brother with the sight of love and he doesn't have enmity or grudge or animosity, so before he takes his sight away from him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the previous sins of both of them. Alhamdulillah, in this hadith mubarakah there is a beautiful news, glad tidings and motivation for us to shake hands and meet our brothers and make sure that we don't hate them, we don't have hatred for them, we don't have ill feelings towards them. Our hearts are clean from grudge and animosity and enmity. There's another hadith mubarakah reported by Imam Ahmad and Imam Tirmizi that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the complete visitation of a sick person is that one should keep his hand on his forehead and then ask him, how are you, or how are you feeling? And the complete greeting is that one should shake hands. So if one greets and meets and they don't shake hands, then that meeting and greeting is not complete. So similar is applied to when you see a visit a sick person. Should put your hand on his forehead and ask him, how are you and how are you doing? This would make him feel very nice and close. And in that difficult situation, it would encourage him to fight back the disease that he is suffering with. Imam Ahmad reports from Ya'la radiallahu ta'ala anhu that once Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu came running towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced them, hugged them, and he said, children are the cause or reason of stinginess and cowardness. Of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is free from such diseases of heart. But in order to educate his ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words, because most of us become stingy and cowards because of the love of our children. There's another hadith mubarakah whereby it's mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam welcomed Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he hugged him and kissed him between his eyes. So we learn another thing in this hadith mubarakah, that to show your love, one can kiss between the eyes of the beloved, the person that you want to show your love. Hazrat Imam Abu Dawood reports a hadith from Zari'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Zari'i says that while I was in the tribe of Abdul Qais, and a delegation from our tribe came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I was also included in that delegation. He says, when we reached Madinatul Munawwara, and from our places where we landed, we rushed to go into the blessed court of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we were kissing his hands and his feet. So from this hadith mubarakah we learn that the person that you respect and you love, you are allowed to kiss his hands and also feet. Hazrat Imam Abu Dawood reports from Ummul Mumineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that whenever Hazrat Bibi Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up to welcome her and would take her hand and kiss her hand, and then he would make her sit at his own place. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to her to visit her, she would stand up and she would take the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kiss, and she would make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit on her place. So those who are fathers and they have daughters. There is a beautiful lesson for them that they should revive this beautiful practice of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, we love our children, we love our sons, we love our daughters. But we need to show that love in this way as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed his love towards his daughter. Abu Dawood reports from Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu newly came to Madinatul Munawwara and I went to visit him and I saw that Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was lying with heavy fever. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to her and asked her that, "Oh my daughter, how are you feeling?" and kissed her on her cheek. So from this Hadith Mubarakah we learn that to kiss on the cheek of your children is allowed because this is the practice of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Imam Abu Dawood reports a hadith from Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that we went close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we kissed his hands. So this hadith also very clearly explains that this was the common practice of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, that they would kiss the hand, blessed hand of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Bahqi reports a hadith in Shu'ab al-Iman from Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit in the masjid and talk to us. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up, we would also stand up. And we would remain in the state of standing till we used to see that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gone into the homes of one of his blessed wives. So to stand up for respected person, when they stand up or while they're walking even, is a sign of respect. And this is what Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een used to practice. Musafa, shaking hands, is sunnah. And it is proven with categorical proofs of Ahadith-e-Mubarakah. And there are many virtues which are mentioned in Ahadith. In one of the hadith, it is said that the one who shook hands with his brother and moved his hand, in other words, he pressed his hands to show his love towards his Muslim brother, all his sins would be erased. And the amount of time we meet, it is mustahab to make musafa every time we meet. Since the musafa is proven, mutlakan means unconditional. Therefore, places where there is a custom that people shake hands after fajr or asr, that is jais and lawful. Because the musafa is proven unconditionally. So at whatever time and occasion Muslims feel like doing it, they would be allowed and it would be jais. And in some of the books whereby it is written that shaking hands after Asr or Fajr is bid'ah, is innovation, it means bid'ate hasana, good innovation, and good innovation is accepted in the deen of Islam. And as it is allowed to shake hands after Asr and Fajr, it would be allowed to shake hands after other salats and namazes as well. Because the asl, the root of the matter, is that shaking hands is allowed, is jais. So that could be done at any time until Shariat-e-Mutahara stops it or prohibits it, then it would be a different matter. But if the Sharia does not stop it, then it would be allowed, and nobody has the right to impose his opinion and to say that shaking hands after this salat or that salat is not allowed. And the musafa, what is the definition of musafaha or shaking hands? It's like the palm of one person's hands touches the palm of other person's hand. If people just touch each other's fingers, that would not be regarded as musafaha or shaking hands. And the sunnah is to shake hands with both hands. A lot of people these days, they shake hand with one hand only. This is not sunnah. The sunnah is to shake hands with both the hands. And there should not be any cloth or anything in between the hands. The hands should touch skin to skin. And this is sunnah. Musafa is masnoon, mean it is sunnah. When two Muslims meet, they must make salam to each other and then musafaha, then shaking hands. These days we find that even when they're leaving each other, they also shake hands. Hazur Sadr Sharia Mufti Amjad Ali Azami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says that I have not read or seen anyway that it is sunnah to shake hands when you're leaving. However, because musafiha or shaking hands is proven unconditionally, therefore it would be regarded as jais, as lawful. And also we learn from the previous ahadith that mu'anika is allowed, and mu'anika is to hug or to embrace when there is no fear of any fitna or lust, then it is allowed. Therefore the person that you are going to embrace must be covered fully. It should not be in such condition that he is wearing trouser only and the upper part is naked. And it is proven from Hadith Mubarika that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did do mu'aniqa, means he did embrace and hugged with other Sahaba ikram ridwanullah ta'ala alaihim ajma'in. After Eidain, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, there is a custom amongst Muslims that they embrace each other. This is a way and a method of expressing joy and happiness. This embracing and hugging is also allowed as long as there is no possibility of fitna. For example, if the person that you are going to meet, he is a young, girly looking boy, then one should not embrace him, because this is a place of fitna. Some people, when they shake hands, they kiss their own hand. This is makruh. One should not do that. And this is a very common habit of many people, that they shake hands and then they kiss their own hand. This is makruh. It is jais to kiss the hands of an alim-e-deen and a just ruler. Rather, it is also allowed to kiss the feet of an alim-e-deen. Even if someone shows desire to kiss the feet of an alim-e-deen and to kiss his hands, and he requests alim-e-deen that, please allow me to kiss your hands and feet, it is allowed for that alim-e-deen to give his hands or feet for this person to kiss who desires to kiss them. When two Islamic sisters are meeting, and if they kiss the cheek of each other, this is makruh. It's disliked in Sharia. And there are many Islamic sisters who have this habit, especially it is being noticed in South Africa, in maybe other countries, that when ladies, Islamic sisters, they meet each other, they kiss their cheeks, that's not allowed. In other words, it's disliked in Sharia. There's no sin, but it's disliked in Sharia. Kissing is of six types. Number one, kissing of mercy. When the parents kiss the children, that kiss is regarded as kiss of mercy. And the second type is kiss of shafqat. As the children kiss their parents, if they kiss their hands or their feet or forehead, that would be called as bosai shafqat, kissing of shafqat. And then number three is kissing of love, muhabbah. As one person kisses his Muslim brother on the forehead, that would be called as bosai muhabbat. And number four is bosai tahiyyat. That means kissing of greeting. So when two Muslims meet each other, and if they give kiss to each other, that would be regarded as kissing of tahiyyat. Number five is bosai shahwat, kissing with lust. And that is when man or woman, they kiss each other, that's bosai shahwat. And number six is bosai diyanat, or kissing of diyanat, and its example is like kissing of Hajri Aswad. So one should know, and after knowing this detail, one would understand what type of kissing is allowed and what type of kissing is not allowed. To kiss Qur'an Majeed is jais, and it is proven from the actions of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. Hazrat Umar Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu used to kiss Quran Kareem in the morning every day. And he used to say, this is the promise of my Lord, and this is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu also used to kiss Qur'an-e-Kareem. and used to touch Quran Kareem on his face. It is not allowed to bend down when we are greeting or meeting someone. It is mentioned in Fatawa Alamgiri that to bend down to the extent of ruku is not allowed. And it is mustahab to stand up for a respectful person. For example, an alim-e-deen, he comes. It is recommended to stand up for him. Even if someone is sitting in the masjid and he is reciting Quran-e-Kareem or he is in itikaf, an alim-e-deen comes, it is jais for this person to leave what he is doing and to stand up for an alim-e-deen to show respect. Alhamdulillah, from this masala we learn how much respect an alim-e-deen has in Muslim community. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the mahal and in the environment of Dawat Islami, we learn these important and basic masails which affect our lives on day-to-day basis. If we are unaware of these issues and these matters, we would end up making many mistakes. So therefore, Madani Qafilas are the best mobile madrasas for us to learn. And we should remain as students of Deen throughout our lives. And one should never think that I know it all or I know too much. In fact, it is surprising that so many people who think that they know a lot, and when they travel in Madani Qafilas, then they realize that they did not even know how to perform istinja properly, or how to make wuzu properly, or how to perform salat properly, or how to position your head and forehead and nose and your toes while you are in the sajda, because these are very basic issues of salat. And they would not just come in your mind if you have not made an effort to learn about it. You might be a highly educated person, you might have all the degrees in the world, you might be appreciated in an academic environment, but this doesn't mean that you know the basics. So Dawat Islami, the Madani Qafilas and many other matters are designed to give basic educations. So Muslims can do their ibadat properly, they can pay their zakat properly, they can perform their hajj properly, they can perform their salat properly. So wherever you are in the world, join Dawat Islami, attend weekly Madani Ijtima'as of Dawat Islami, travel in Madani Qafilas, start filling the Madani In'amat cards, which is a beautiful self-reckoning program in this age and time when the Khankahi system of Sufiya Ikram and Awliya Ikram is vanishing. So this is an opportunity for us to do something for our own betterment, for our own good, so we can be successful in this dunya and we can be successful in the akhirah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq and opportunity to learn what we have discussed today and memorize it and practice upon it. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.